At first glance, it looks like a pretty simple drawing of a house set in idyllic rolling countryside that a child might draw.
The wife drew a picture of their house in Aleppo, and she titled it My House Before the Bomb, and it has pink curtains, it has a garden, it's a very pretty picture.
But as Susan Patrick points out, this picture is just one in a pair of drawings by a wife and husband, Amina and Saadin, who are refugees from Syria.
And her husband drew My House After the Bomb, and in the middle of his drawing is a very realistic drawing of a hand grenade, and below it is an image of his house exploding with red, pink lines flying from the house and windows, and then there are two bodies on the bottom of the picture, and they are in pieces. And he told me that these were his parents, and they died in his house.
Patrick organized an exhibit of these drawings and drawings by refugees from seven other countries who now live in Charlottesville. She's a retired art teacher who wasn't quite ready to quit teaching. So a few years ago, she began tutoring a refugee from Bhutan, and eventually she was volunteering in his English class.
I thought that the people in the English classes, the refugees, had a very rich background, rich experiences, but a very limited way to tell anyone in English about these experiences. So the plan was for them to draw memories from their home country. And I think they are showing us things in these pictures that we couldn't know any other way.
Those things include complex emotions about home, something most people have trouble articulating. But there's particular ambivalence among refugees who left their homes under difficult circumstances. Ola Mansour, her husband Ahmed Albunni, and their three children arrived in Charlottesville in June from Syria.
In my country, it was very good and very alive, easy, and everything was good. I like everything in my country.
In their drawings, you get a sense of life in Syria before the war began in 2011. From her husband's drawings of the beautiful streets in Old Damascus to the apple trees and the duck ponds that dot the Syrian countryside in her drawing. But Ola acknowledges that the drawings represent an idealized nostalgia for a beloved homeland that's unraveling after 5 years of fighting.
Everything in Syria is beautiful, but the war is kill everything.
So they apply to the United Nations for asylum, and they were among the 10,000 Syrian refugees accepted by the United States this fiscal year. With no family in the United States, the Bunnies were placed in Charlottesville because of the city's high employment rate and the low cost of housing. And Ola and her family are taking full advantage of the opportunities this city offers.
That is my dream. I complete my education in university. I study engineer in my country. I will study more English and learn more English because I want to complete my education.
The drawings by Ola, Ahmed, and the other refugees are simple because they aren't trained artists. But that rawness makes it easier for viewers to understand their meaning, like the drawings by Amina and Saadin of their house before and after the bomb.
And when someone sits down to draw, especially something from a personal experience, he's making a direct connection to the viewer, whereas a photographer is more removed from the thing he's photographing. But the person who draws or paints the image is actually expressing something about it. And he was expressing the horror of losing his house and his parents at the same time.
And Saadin's new country has just elected a president who ran on a promise both to suspend immigration from Syria and implement a registry for Muslims entering the United States. But Ola still believes that this is a country of fair laws, and Donald Trump's election hasn't changed her feelings about America.
We think maybe he don't do anything because the people of America are lovely. I think that. I don't know.
For WMRA News, I'm Miranda Bennett.